Welcome to the first episode of our Horror Buddies podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beatty. Here we're going to talk about all things horror, movies, short films, even real life. The Horror Buddies podcast is sponsored as well by us, Horror Buddies, horror props and other related items. You can find our items on Etsy at horrorbuddies.com. That'll take you right to the Etsy page. All right, this is my first one, so enough of the shameless plug. Our first topic. Well, Russell Crowe is back being an exorcist in a movie called The Exorcism. You might remember in 2023 he played a priest in The Pope's Exorcist. While no Academy Award winning movie, I'm not mad at it. It's worth the hour and 43 minutes. I believe it's available on Netflix. Anyways, his new one is called The Exorcism. Apparently not for the Pope, though. I don't know if he got fired or what's going on there. But so this time he's actually, I guess, an actor. According to the official log lines, Crowe plays Anthony Miller, a troubled actor who begins to unravel while shooting a supernatural horror film. His estranged daughter, Lee, wonders if he's slipping back into his past addictions or if there's something more sinister at play. Well, I'm guessing there's something more sinister, otherwise they wouldn't have a movie. The trailer shows it, a movie making a movie, so nothing super new here. I am a pretty big fan of Crowe's work. I like some of the stuff he's done, so that definitely would make it to my watch list. It also has Sam Worthington from Avatar, Samantha Mathis. You older folks may recognize her from Pump Up the Volume. Adam Goldberg from Fargo, and David Hyde Pierce, Frasier. Never really watched that, but I heard he's a good actor, so we'll check it out. The trailer leads us to believe it may have some decent jump scares. The audio also seems good, the sounds and stuff, the trailer. Even all you can be led astray by trailers more than once, so time will tell. June 7th is when that scheduled for a release date. We'll see how well they spent their $22 million budget on it. Also in the news, Dead Central has an article about the 25th anniversary of The Mummy, the one with Brendan Fraser, of course, not the one with Tom Cruise. The article actually states that one time George Romero was attached to the direct and even wrote a treatment for it, as well as Clive Barker being attached. Obviously one of the best horror writers out there, Clive Barker. I can only picture the zombies and mummies fighting from the deserts and the Romero version, and who knows what Barker could have added. He's pretty ingenious there. So there's also mention of a new Aliens documentary. Things like this on the horror sites that really make me wonder, that crossover into other genres. I mean, if we take the basic definition of horror from the Webster Dictionary, it's a painful and intense fear, dread, or dismay, intense aversion or repugnance. The quality of inspiring horror, repulsive, horrible, dismay, you know, a state of extreme depression. That, I mean, by those standards, everything's going to be considered horror by someone. Even a lot of the comedies, actually. So, love to hear what you guys think back on this horror and how do we draw the lines? Where do those lines meet? Alright, so I'm going to keep it short for this episode. Since it's new, I'm going to try to figure out this whole podcast publishing thing. I'll see you next time. Again, this is Horror Buddies Podcast, your friends in horror. Let's leave you with a little joke. Father and his son are walking deep in the woods at night with a lantern and a shovel. The son turns to his dad and goes, "Dad, it's creepy out here and I'm scared." He goes, father says, "Son, you're scared? I'm the one that has to walk back alone."